Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tof Ayin Gimel. We'll begin with the words that we read yesterday in the Ramah that begin on the last line of Pei Beis Omud Aleph. And the Ramah had said, Haga, Vein Lito Yodov Klal Kodem Kiddush. One should not wash the hands before Kiddush. We said we brought this down in the Rebbe Yeruchim, the Rush, and the Mordechai. And the reasoning for this, we started to learn yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav, will begin over here in the very top line, wrote to Lomar, those people, this is a very common custom amongst the German Jews, amongst the Yekkes, that they go and they wash their hands until I say before Kiddush, they make Kiddush, and then they go straight to Amotzi. So what do they do on the Lail of Pesach? So the Ramah says that we do not wash our hands. Ulididhu, the Mishnah continues, HaKiddush lo choshev hefsek bein natil lesuda hovu mitzorach hasuda. The rest of the year, it's not considered a hefsek because the Kiddush is part of the meal. So therefore, it's, so to say, an essential part of washing hands for Netilas Yadayim for Hamotzi. Ukemotion is Barbas in Reishayin Aleph, as we've already learned. However, on the night of Pesach, we call Makom Malel Pesach, Shemav Sikin Harbe Achara Kiddush Bamiris Hagoda, Besoch Kach Misiach Taito Mishmiris Yodov. Here tonight, you're going to have another hour, two, three, until you actually get to the Matzah. And the Seder, the Magid, is going to be a huge Hesach Hadas. And therefore, Lukuliyama, even according to the people that normally wash the hands before Kiddush for Hamotzi, tonight they don't. Lukuliyama in Lassus came on Leil Pesach. Afilu lito yodov kidei shelo yitztarich lachzor lito yodov achare kiddush lachilas karpas gam kinin unochon. Person who says, listen, I'm up before kiddush anyway. Let me go out and wash my hands now before kiddush, and that will serve me for the washing on the karpas. One shouldn't do that as well. Kain kasu achronim. The achronim bring this down. The issue footnote number 21 explains from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because maybe you'll make a mistake. You have to always remind people by Urechatz, don't make a bracha. But if you do this before the meal, people may forget and make the bracha like they used to. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav adds further, even if you did wash your hands now, you have to go rewash them again for the matzah, because there's definitely a hefsek in between and definitely a hesach hadas. The remark continues and he says, however, what happens if your hands are dirty? If your hands are dirty, then you have to wash them. You're allowed to wash them a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Zayin. Because of Mad, it says here a little bit, to be concerned, that the Ramah himself brought down in his parish Darki Moshe on the tour, that you shouldn't wash hands at all before Kiddush, because it looks this way, that you're holding the Kiddush requires Natila. And therefore, don't do a full washing over here, just do as little as necessary to get your hands clean. But the Ramah adds, Avol ein lebaracha until you certainly don't make a bracha on this netil over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, wrote to Lomar, Afilu amito netil gemur. Even if you washed a full washing over here, Yizar al kopan shalo yavaracha on netil sedayim. You do not make a netil sedayim. Because the netil azu eino ololo letzorech achila v'chanal, because this will not help you for your eating the matzah, and therefore, v'nimsa duhu bracha levatala. And therefore, it's no purpose in making a bracha over here. You're going to have to wash again anyway for the matzah, so therefore, do not make a bracha here now. The Ramah continues and he says, "Ubalabais lo yimzog bi'atzmo." When the balabais is filling up his cup of wine, so he shouldn't pour it for himself. Rak acher yimzog lo. Somebody else should go and pour his wine for him. Derech cheres. It brings down from the Marie Bruna that this demonstrates cheres. This demonstrates freedom. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tes, in Efshalo, that's if possible. If you're alone at the Seder, or let's say you're only there with somebody that's unable to easily get up and pour for you, or it's just too difficult for whatever the reason. So this is a nice idea, but it's not an absolute. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shose Bahaseba, you have to drink the cups of wine while you're reclining. Veinom Mavarech Achrab. And after you drink the first cup of wine, he is talking specifically the first cup of wine, Einom Mavarech Achrab. There is no Al HaGefen, Al Pri HaGefen that you make afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud, Vim Shochach Velo Hesev. What happens if you forgot to lean? You didn't recline when you drank the cup? So we already learned this. Ayin and Simon Tof Ayin Beis, Siv Zayin, in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot Chaf Aleph. And we're reminded about this in Dirshu footnote number 22, that if you, in fact, had in mind that you would still drink more, and then you don't have to make another Bari Priya Guffin, so then just fill up another cup and drink it without making a bracha, and drink that Beseba. But if you did not have in mind that you were drinking more, which ideally you should have, so you won't have this problem, but let's say you didn't have in mind that you can drink more, so then in this situation, if you drink another cup, you're going to have to be looking like you're Mosif Alakosos, so then we rely upon the Raviyah and others that say that technically, nowadays we don't do Haseba, so therefore you were Yotzi Bidi Evid. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Aleph that you don't have to make the Al HaGefen afterwards. Afilu Shasa Revis. And this is true, even though you drank Revis, which we said is really the way you should do it. Because the Somech HaMashi Varach Birchas HaMazel HaBasof, because we rely upon the benching that you're going to do at the end. And Dishu footnote 23 brings down the reason why you can rely upon this is because the Kiddush is an essential part of the Suda. You can't have the Suda unless you make Kiddush, and therefore the Birchas HaMazel is poter the Kiddush. But then he brings another reason. Va'od, the heavy Yivarach Baruch Achrona, the Hari Yivarach Baruch Achrona, the Sof Arba Kosos. You're going to make an Alagefen anyway at the end of the four Kosos. And this will be explained more. B'simen Tafayin Dal Yisbar Heitev. Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down over here that why do we have to bring another reason? So the Bir Halacha previously said, because there are Shitos that say that benching doesn't potter the wine before the meal. And even if you want to hold like that shita, you're still going to make an al hagefen at the end of the four cups, because the fourth cup is after benching, so you need to stone al hagefen, especially if you have a revius. You have to have a revius, so therefore that al hagefen could also go for the first cup of wine, according to those that say that benching isn't pata the first cup of wine. Sif Gimel. Im yirtzeh lishtos kama kosos, if a person wishes to drink additional cups of wine, harshus biyado, he's allowed to go and drink additional cups of wine. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis. This is true. Bein sheshoset bein rishon l'sheni, between the drinking of the first and second cup, oliyacha kosheni, and or after the second cup, and certainly v'koshim so chachila during the meal. However, avol bein shlishi l'rivi yosot, but everybody agrees between the third and fourth cup you can't drink. Kidel kaman mesimim tofayin tesis, will learn. So here we say Sivkot Yud Gimel the rishos biyada. You're allowed to. Lefi mashikosav arav likamon in simin tofayin dalin the hagor. The Ramah said previously diminogenu for the Ashkenazim is levaruch bracha rishon al kokosukos. Since we make a separate bird pregafen in every cup, that which was saying over here hod demuta lishtos ben akosos is only haynu dafko im hayodaito bishas bracha liftar al kol mash yavilo achrikain lishtos. That's only if you had in mind specifically that if they bring out additional cups of wine, I can drink more because they won't require an additional bird pregafen. Or alternatively, Oshiyah Yain Lefonim, if the wine is right there in front of him, and this way, the Mimela Nifter calls Mashalo Choshev the Hedjah Shalishtos. As long as he didn't have in mind not to drink, someone presumes that he had in mind to drink. Because if you didn't have in mind to drink, then the Ain Dato Lishtos Benakosos, the Achakach Limach Lishtos, and then you change your mind and you say, I'd like to have another glass of wine, Im Kain Yitzdarach Levarachalim, you'd have to make another bracha, and that would be awesome. Is that awesome? Shinira Kamosav Alakosos, it looks like you're Baltosav over here eating on a fifth coast. Kivin Shavarach Alkosos. Because you'd have to make a new bracha, and there's no difference over here, then it looks like you're making a fifth kos. And this was all learned already, in the Mishnah Berurah, as we've already explained in today's shir. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaschal Shus Yado, points out that all of this talking about drinking is when you're not in the middle of Magid. But if you're already hischil lidrosh all of the Haggadah, if you've already started saying all the drashos that you're saying on the Haggadah, then eino rashoy lahafsik b'em, so then you shouldn't stop. And this is also the opinion of the Ramban, brought down as well by the Ran. He suggests this is true, even if you just filled up the cup, even if you didn't start saying the Haggadah, it would also be aser. He brings down the Ba'amar that's matter in all these situations to even drink then, and this is also the opinion of Tosos. Mechaber continues and he says, however, mikol makom roy lizar shel lishtos b'mishul l'sheni im lo l'tzorach gadol. But he says the person shouldn't drink, even if there are no shilas over here with brachos, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, you worked it all out, that you're technically allowed to drink, but the Mechaber says don't drink. It's appropriate and better not to drink additional wine between Rishon l'sheni, unless it's the tzorach gadol. Why? Because you're going to get drunk if you drink so much wine. You're not going to do the Seder properly and do all the reading of the Haggadah properly. Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yud Dalet. We follow this. He brings down from the Dogum and Rava, don't drink extra wine. Sivkot Tesvav, because we have to be concerned. Lochush, the Yeshmi Shomer, we have to bring down the concern that's brought in the Beis Yosef. Dohod Sharina and Lishtos Ben Akosos, that which we allow you to drink in between the Kosos, Hainu Ben Koshein Leben Koshlishi, Du Somuch Leachila. There's another reason over here. You're only allowed to drink there because it's during the meal. Obasoch Achila, Doz Einu Meshaker. It's after the second Kos, or it's in the middle of the meal before the third Kos, and therefore you're not going to get drunk. Avo Lo Ben Rishon Lesheni, but between the first and second cup, Kidesh Lo Yishtaka, you're on an empty stomach, the wine will hit you, and therefore we have to be very concerned. Ukmosh Osev, Shlishlevi, likewise, not taking an extra cup between the third and the fourth cup. Sivkot and Tezayin, Kedesh Lishtaker, Mashma Davka Yayin. So this therefore tells us that you're only not allowed to drink additional wine, or Oshar Mashkim Kahigab Dahamashkirin, or other beverages that are intoxicating. However, a person's thirsty. Abo Mashkir She'enu Mashakir. It's a person needs a drink of water. He's saying a lot of Divrei Torah on that God, then he gets thirsty. Absolutely okay. Mutu Lishtos Ben Akosos. You are allowed to drink in between the Kosos a glass of water or a soda or something like that. What about eating? So the Dirshu footnote number 25 brings down for the Shelus Shuvas Olu Tzion. And this is especially true if somebody was fasting. He's a Bechor and he's fasting. So then, L'chatchila, you shouldn't eat anything before you eat the matzah. So you should eat the matzah b'teyofon. But if you're really, really hungry, the Shelus Shuvas Shevet Levi also agrees that Yochol Lechol L'chatchila, you could eat something. There's also the opinion of a Yashiv, for example, that fruits or eggs or something like that. But you should eat them before the karpas, because you want to make the borei nefashos when you're done with them. And if you eat them after the karpas, and then the borei nefashos will go on the karpas as well, which is a problem, because then the borei pri adama that you made on the karpas wouldn't be able to pater the mara that you need another borei pri adama on. So therefore, if a person really is hungry and he needs to eat something, he should eat it right after kiddush, make a bracha rishona on it, make a bracha achrona on it, and then do karpas. But again, a person should only do this if he's really, really hungry. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Mevin lifnei balabayis ka'ara, we bring the Seder plate to the balabayis, the one who's in charge of the Seder, and what do you put on this over here? Sheesh bo shalosh matzos. They used to have a Seder plate that had the matzos on it. You can buy sometimes a Seder plate that has, underneath the Seder plate, you have a place to put the matzos. So that's a very nice, beautiful idea. And you do this over here, that it should have three matzos, sheesh bo shalosh matzos. We'll explain why all this is done. And you have to have the mara there, and the charoses, and the karpas. Or, if you don't have the karpas, you can take oyerek acher, and you'll take some other vegetable. And the Ramah adds, you also need to have either v'chometz, vinegar, o memelech, or salt water. And then Mechaber continues, and he says, you need to have the shtei tavshilin, the two dishes, cooked dishes that you have on the kara, on the Seder plate. One of them, echel is echel pesach, one is the remembrance of the korban pesach, the echel is echel chagiga, and the other one is a zecher for the korban chagiga. And the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "V'nagu b'basar v'beis." He says, the minhag is to have one of them basar, which is the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Chagiga, we use a zecher for that for a beitza. We'll discuss this now all in the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of very interesting dinim. So first of all, we start off in Siv Katan Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. You only bring the kara to the head of the house. Abu lifnei shar b'nei beis. So does every person need their own kara? Every person needs their own glass, everybody has to drink, so maybe everyone needs their own kara. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber is saying over here, that you only need to bring it in front of the balabos. You don't have to put something like this, a Seder plate, in front of every single person. Everybody can take from the balabais' Seder plate, whatever is necessary. And he says, and this is even true in their days when they had a little separate table for everybody. They weren't eating on one big table like we do. And it therefore says, certainly, nowadays, nobody has their own little table. We all sit at a big dining room table, and we have our Seder. So then, in this situation, you certainly only need one Seder plate. You don't need multiple Seder plates. There's nothing wrong if there are several families there and each family has their own Seder plate for their own family. It will make things a little bit easier to distribute and divide up, but certainly there is no problem with just having one Seder plate on the table. Sivkon Yudches, the Mishnah says, Sheish bar shalosh matzos. You have to have three matzos, three whole matzos. Why you need three whole matzos? Shnayim bishul lechem mishnah, kishar yontif, because you need two to have lechem mishnah like we do on every yontif. And the achas kedei lebotzel l'shtayim, the middle one, as we know, you're going to break in half. You can use chetzio l'kayim bar mitzvah achilas matzah. You're going to eat half of it for achilas matzah because you need to have lechem oni. The lechem oni kar yirachmona, because this matzah is called lechem oni, and one of the interpretations of lechem oni is that it's for a poor person. Well, my darko shaloni beprusa, and a poor person doesn't have a whole loaf, he only has sometimes a half. So therefore, that's why we would dafka use this to be yotze achilas matzah, and the other half we know, v'chetzi asheni bishul afikomen, you put aside for the afikomen, and this we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem in tomorrow's shiur, k'mavur l'kame in Siv Vav. Now, the issue footnote number 28 is a very interesting discussion. How do you define a whole matzah? When you have a whole loaf of bread, it's a little bit easier. A challah, it's a little bit easier. But a matzah has all these jagged edges, and sometimes you have little burnt pieces over there. Is that called the whole matzah? So Issen Karlitz, that Sal brings down, that the little burnt edges don't make it not a shlema. And he says, there's no real chisaron over here, and we don't have to even calculate. Those are perfectly good. But he says, if there really are little pieces of the matzah that's missing, so then the shear is, as long as 1/48 of the matzah is not missing, it's called a shlema. But if more than 1/48 of the matzah is missing, then it's no longer called a shlema. What happens if you have a broken piece, and you want to heat it up so you can reattach it? So this doesn't help, according to Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karlitz, both Zatzal. Likewise, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is also thick fake carbon, he didn't like this at all. However, he says, according to those that say you can do this, that wasn't his opinion, but according to those that say you can, Shlomo Zalman said, ain lassos can be yantiv. You're not allowed to do that on yantiv. You have to do it before yantiv, because if you do it on yantiv, it's a problem of taking money, you're fixing something. Furthermore, Rav Yashiv says shemutul hotzi matzah acher matzah achim so matzah shlema. You go through a box, the top one's broken, the next one's broken, next one's broken. So you can do that and remove each of the broken pieces to get to the good shlema that's in the middle or the bottom, and it's not a problem with borer. He says, however, if you have all the matzos that are out in front of you, they're not in a box. So then it's better to just take the shlemos and don't discard the prusos, because in that situation there would be a problem of borer. The issue footnote number 29 brings down for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, since the middle matzah is going to really need half of it, a kezayis, for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and the other half for the mitzvah of a kezayis for afikomen, that ideally should be the biggest matzah. You should try to take a bigger matzah for the middle matzah. So if a person has a choice, you should always use the biggest matzah for the middle matzah. Mr. Rusev Kanyutes tells us charoses. Why do you need the charoses? Could they live bo SMR? Because we know, of course, you dip the mor into the charoses, as we'll learn, kill the common in simin tof ayin hay. What's the karpas? The karpas, umin yerish, according to karpas, is a certain vegetable that they called karpas. Ubacharu lechatchila b'min zeh. Why bedafka do we use karpas? Because of the famous nutrikon, shu nutrikon samach perak. It's an abbreviation for 600,000. The samach stands for 600,000. Cholmar, samach ribo, 60 10,000s. Of du avodas perak, where did this backbreaking work in Mitzrayim? The Kali saw the 600,000 people did backbreaking work in Mitzrayim, is alluded to by taking karpas. Dirshu footnote number 30 brings down various interpretations of which is the ideal vegetable for karpas. He brings down the Machlokes Shekel, as well as the Chasam Sofer, that say it should be celery. The Mogen Avraham brings down its petrozillin, and the Chayodim says the same thing. The Chavetz Chaim's, however, opinion was to use bedavka a potato, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that they would take either an onion or a radish or a potato. Others took a vegetable that was known as karpas, which with the bracha is a bari priyad doma. Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself took a pickle because he was concerned about the toloim, the bugs that were in the celery. The issue footnote number 31, though, brings down from Shlomo Zalman that he wasn't enamored with the minhag of taking a potato, because he said the purpose of the karpas is to spur your appetite, and he says the potato was satiating, and therefore it won't really increase your appetite, and maybe you shouldn't use a potato. Those that do use a potato, they certainly should have less than a kezayis for numerous reasons, one of them being that you shouldn't get satiated and not have a teyavon for the matzah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chof says you can take yerek acher, me'ezim minshu, from any other vegetable, atlech achila toshi yikach miyosu amin shemavarchan lov oso bracha shemavarchan amor. But it should ideally be a bar pri adama, if that's what you're going to make on the maror, kidei sheyivtar b'zeh amor sh'olcha b'sal chasuda. So the bar pri adama now that you're making will pater the bar pri adama that you would otherwise have to make on the maror. Avalo yikach l'zeh echo mechameshes mini maror. But don't use for your karpas one of the five acceptable species of maror, unless you have absolutely no choice. Ki acha shemile kreiso mi maror, ech yivarach acha kachalis maror. Because now if you eat a lot, how are you going to then eat the maror appropriately? And he says, we'll learn more about these dinim. Ayin lekamen in simen tof ayin in siv days. And the issue footnote number 32 alludes to some of these dinim over there. It's saying, what happens if a person has no choice? He doesn't have any other vegetables. So then you can have a small share of your maror now. Don't have a kezayis and don't dip it into the charoses. Although others say, no, you should dip it into the charoses if you're using your maror, even during the karpas stage. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavala tells you you can take vinegar or salt water. Litbo ben hakarpas v'yark. That's what you put the karpas into for the dipping. Im chol b'Shabbos, what happens if it's on Shabbos? So then you should have to make, if the seder is on Shabbos, yatsa mi'amela kol b'Shabbos. You should make the salt water before Shabbos because it looks like you're preparing something for food purposes on Shabbos. V'lo yatsa b'Shabbos, shouldn't make it on Shabbos. K'mo shekosu v'sim shin chaval of sif beis. The issue footnote number 33 reminds us over there that Mishbor said, it looks like you're going to make some sort of a brine over there to go and pickle your fish. Therefore, don't use it. No, don't make it on Shabbos. But what happens if you forgot? You have no vinegar. You have nothing else that you can dip it into. So then you're allowed to make it on Shabbos. You can make a little bit, only as little as necessary, and you don't make it very strong. The issue footnote number 33 brings down. And if you don't have it, then you're even allowed to dip it into wine. He says further in Mishnah Berurah, "Vinei inyan tibul hayerek b'mashke humi takonis chacham." This is a takon of the chacham to do this. Why? Kidei lahasmia. We want to make the children amazed over here, and they should ask us the tinoka shiru shinu ya ochlin yerokos b'tibul shein derech l'ochem kol masud b'choy mosa shana. The children can say, "Hey, you're having these vegetables. We never had them all year long." V'yishalu ashinu zeh, and they'll ask on this. And this footnote 35 says the Taz brings down that they'll ask over here, and this way they'll be able to explain to the children that all of the things in the meal are based upon takonis chachamim, not only this. And therefore, Shamir Sagod, the mitzvah salomar derech tshuva al shelu sheshelu, the Socratic method of asking questions and answering them is the way we do the Haggadah, because the pasuk says, Shnemar ki yushalka mincha begomer, and then it says, v'yamartu levincha avadim hayinu begomer. So we ask questions and answer them. That's the style of the Haggadah. We have a couple of other Mishnah Berurahs to do. Mitzvah Shem will do them tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.